body extract.
The president's job approval rating today, 47.9%. Congress, 22.5%. Ooh. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. We're mixing it all up, including the politics of the day, for what it's worth. Politics is almost a misnomer when we use that word. How about the nonsense of the day? Coming out of Washington that affect all of us, the buzz in your backyard. It always goes back to the dollar, doesn't it? We can't help ourselves. Why? Because you're either just surviving or you're really, really thriving. And if you're really, really thriving, then you cannot help but be removed from what other people are feeling in their day-to-day lives with food prices soaring. I don't know about you, but I notice even just ducking into the store to, let's say, get milk and a few other things, you're just shy of $100 unless you are the queen or king, and it's usually women. I can't imagine that a lot of guys are clipping coupons unless you are so good at that, like these freak people you'll see featured on Dateline or 2020 or whatever the news shows are, where they say, I paid $1 and I've got $500 worth of groceries, including bread and meat and pasta for a month and all these sauces, and I have enough in storage. But, I mean, they must spend their waking hours just combing the earth for coupons. And the one time I tried to cut out coupons, I'm telling you, the Sunday paper was filled, littered with coupons. For what? Tracksuits. And cubic zirconian rings. So, that's not working. That's not food. Or, buy 5 bottles of 30 ounces of whatever and get 50 cents off. So I guess that's why people store it up, because that's theoretically how they're saving all this money. However, I didn't mean to get on a tangent right at the get-go in the top of this hour of America Tonight. But you're feeling, I'm sure I said Obama's approval ratings were 47.9%, Congress 22.5%. People are frustrated. People are tired of the same old, same old. That's why 2012 does become interesting. It depends on who you talk to. Deep, deep down, I truly believe after years of doing this and watching both sides of the aisle and what's happening, I can't imagine, and I know this is going to pain so many of you. In fact, I don't want to play spoiler, so cover your ears if you don't want to hear this. But how does Obama lose this? How does he lose this election? You've had 2 back-to-back incumbent presidents, 1 a Democrat in Clinton, and then a Republican in Bush. And now you get the next guy, Obama, set up to do the same thing. I had an interesting conversation with somebody from Sweden who told me the problem with your government when you talk about term limits and why you need to get somebody out and Obama should only have 4 years, that's actually part of the problem. If you had somebody in power or a figurehead for 25, 30 years, the government would be that much better. Oof, really? Didn't we just see with Mubarak what happened? He's on trial now along with his sons. Are we watching what's going on with Gaddafi and Libya? Power corrupts and you want somebody in there 25, 30, 40 years? I don't think so. I don't think so. The president is on thin ice with not just Republicans, but with some Democrats over the war in Libya. I just mentioned Gaddafi. 32 pages of a report went to The Hill, and specifically to John Boehner, it was addressed, and the report contained information on Libya as to where, what had happened in Libya, where we were going in Libya, And also how much it had costed at this point. Now, at odds, of course, is the War Powers Act and whether or not the president violated it because of how long this Libyan conflict has been, which the president is saying, well, no, we have not, we've provided some support aerial, that's it, and we don't have boots on the ground, and I don't, and we're just a member of NATO. We're not the main player. It's France or England, a whole bunch of other countries. So the 32 pages were legal analysis outlining the mission in Libya and the legal rationale for believing that the president is acting right the way he should be in accordance with the War Powers Act. And the White House issued a warning saying it's important for Congress not to send mixed signals about a goal we all share. So the president obviously not happy that they had to do this in the first place. Remember, Dennis Kucinich, congressman from Ohio, and nine other members announced a lawsuit against the administration. They're saying the White House broke the law when it launched military ops against Libyan strongman Gaddafi in March without congressional authorization. Specifically, they're saying, with regard to the war in Libya, we believe the law was violated. Now, for those of you who don't know this, just a little quick history lesson here. It was 1973 when the War Powers Resolution came about requiring presidents to get congressional approval for military operations within 60 days or withdraw forces the next 30. Congress did not rubber stamp Libya at all. At all. So now there's a raging debate over what does and what doesn't fall under the War Powers Act or how much power the commander-in-chief has in that area. For goodness sake, they are the commander-in-chief. I mean, convenient, huh? So many are saying, wow, it's a good way to impeach him without bringing up anything else surrounding Barack Obama. This is what will trip him up. So I think the administration that sends its own mixed signals, if anything, they step into office saying that they're going to be transparent. How transparent has the Obama administration been? Yeah, I'm going to say not very. Not very. So does Congress have a leg to stand on, or does the president have a leg to stand on when it comes to this issue of the War Powers Resolution and the mission in Libya? I think that they're going to circumvent it is what I think is going to happen. I don't know that it'll be a definitive ruling, in other words. Wow. So, flip a coin. That's what happens here. Flip a coin. Although, I hope it's a gold coin, because then guess what? You don't have to claim it. So the president did get the report in, because that was the whole thing. John Boehner was saying they wanted information. They wanted it by Friday. He did get the information ahead of schedule. But ultimately, does it stop a lawsuit? I don't think so. Kicking the can down the road. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Jive Talking, that could be the theme song for all the people parading up and down the Capitol steps each and every day that they're there, when they're actually taking a vote on something, when they're actually being participatory in the vote. So this is hot and heavy, Congress and the mixed messages on Libya and ultimately what happens with it. And what they're saying from the White House is, look, it's pretty obvious what we're talking about in regard to Libya. And that's not the way Dennis Kucinich, who's a lifelong Republican Democrat, probably one of the more liberal guys on the Hill, and he's not alone in that. So there's been a lot of debate about what does and doesn't fall under the War Powers Act, or how much power the Commander-in-Chief has even in that area. Something else I wanted to talk about is ethanol and the ethanol subsidies, taxes, all that sort of stuff. Because, you know, the Republicans are voting to end ethanol subsidies, and ending the oil subsidies is the next target for the Democrats, of course, in the Senate. We're going to talk about that in a few. But before we do that, here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, let's head out to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick in Illinois.
Hello.
Let me ask you a question before we dive into this. Does it annoy you when people say Illinois?
Illinois?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they sound like a hick from the sticks.
I know, but you know, a lot of people say that. My whole life I would go to Chicago because I had an aunt that lived there, and people would say to me, oh, you're going to Illinois? No,
yeah.
Illinois. Yeah.
Now, why down Mississippi with them crap dealers, they said, you from Illinois? That's not noise. That's Barack Obama country.
He's from Illinois, and you're from Illinois.
Yeah. I see we got making in Nebraska the nuclear plants getting flooded out. Some rivers flooded out now, and they don't know what to do about it.
Yes. What's going on in this country with floods, either intentionally or otherwise? And so here we are, because it was dangerously close, that's exactly what's happened. I mean, you know, on a broader scale, of course, there's Fukushima. But are we learning anything from having these plants near water, near bodies of water? And the answer is, it's scary to do that, and that's why there is some concern about it. But I haven't heard that it's a full-scale disaster. Just they're concerned about the water.
Yeah, they said they didn't build high enough for some because they didn't think the river would flood that high.
Right. The floodplain.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's all we need, another nuclear plant to, like Japan, pollute everything.
Yeah. Yeah, let's hope not. I don't know why. I guess I'm not too worried about it, because I think that the latest I heard is that they're not concerned about any kind of they're not concerned about a shutdown. They're not worried about that, about the reactors. But, you know, that's what we heard with Fukushima. So that could be, that's what you say. I mean, you have a PR person, they go out there and they say, oh, it's fine. No. Yeah, it's a little, the flood scared us and it's higher than we thought, but it's okay. And then the next thing you know, it's a full-scale disaster, so I shouldn't say that.
Yeah. But your inside sources heard anything on Cindy Wiener's wife coming back home yet? What's happening?
Well, but they're trying to, I think what's happening is she's very close with Hillary Clinton, who is never home. And she's been with her since she was an intern for like 10 years. And her name's Yuma, and I think that she's sort of at bay while he is in this facility. And the inside word that I heard is he's waiting for her to get back, and then he's going to resign.
Oh, I just wonder what's going to happen there.
Let's see if that's true. If that he's really, really hung on, but now they're trying to strip him of his committees. The Democrats are really forcing his hand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, he needs to resign anyway.
Oh, he does. He does. Now they've got a porn star that came out and he's written 100 tweets to her. I mean, he must be great at tweeting. He must be an excellent texter, because he had to be there on the floor he must have been doing that while he was sitting there.
He's tweeting more than just one person too.
Yes.
Him, so.
Like seven women.
And his wife's pregnant, too, at the booth.
Yes, ridiculous.
I mean, he's got very poor judgment, so he shouldn't be in Congress anyway. So.
Because everybody in Congress has great judgment, don't they?
Yes, they do.
I'm kidding you. No, they have terrible judgment, and you're right. So in some cases, they have terrible judgment. So it just follows suit. I mean, the Democrats, Rick, this has to be their biggest nightmare, because they can't bask in the glory of Senator John Ensign or any other Republican who screwed up, because this takes the cake, because it's so salacious. It's not, oh, we had an affair with somebody, this is horrible. This is sordid details, hot young women coming out and talking about sexy messages that he sent, not pickup lines, really sexy messages. I mean, you can't get away from that.
No, that 17-year-old girl, I think that's the nail in his coffin, that when it come out. So.
Yeah, I agree. The even though supposedly it was just all in the up and up, and it was anybody else he could have done the same thing with. But once you say the name, you know, once you say the age, 17, and then you have the cavalcade of beauties that came before her, I don't see how he escapes that. It's just he just won't escape it. He's done.
I just want to be in his shoes when his old lady hits the house.
No. I know, they try to dismiss and say, well, she knew about that. Really? I don't think very many women are marrying a guy that has an obsessive quality of emailing photos of himself in various undress, spots. And see, there must have been something about the thrill, because he did it like where he was in the town at the congressional gym. He wanted those people to know, oh, I'm famous, I'm powerful, I'm in Congress. So he wasn't hiding it. Like, remember, the other congressman hid it. The other New Yorker, Lee, who immediately resigned when he was cruising for that woman on Craigslist, he wasn't playing up that he was in Congress.
trying to be sneaky about. Like
he was trying to be sneaky. So Wiener gets no sneaky points. He gets stupidity points.
But like I said, Angel will be in his shoes when she comes through the door.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And everybody wants that shot. So here's the other part of it. There, it's like the paparazzi is a rabid beast. And, you know, where they'll fixate on someone, Wiener, even the celebrity press, the TMZs, the crazy people, they are all over this story. The guy cannot walk down. He tried to go to the grocery store the other day. He could not walk. He can't walk down the street. So when she comes back, they're going to stake out the scene. They're going to be yelling questions at her.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. It should be flooded with news people trying to get something to see. You're to say something. Well,
it's nasty. You don't sound like you're driving. Are you home?
No, I'm parked off the highway.
You're parked off the highway?
Yeah. I had a brainstorm today. I was watching the Belmont races, the horse races.
Oh yeah, nobody won that. It would be if you could have predicted what happened in all three of those races, what a nice payday. Even if you only put a couple dollars down. For $2 you would have gotten $51.50 back. I mean, that's crazy.
These horses you never hear of come out of nowhere and win everything.
Yeah.
Ruler on Ice.
He wasn't a fast horse. And he was and here he was in the mud. But see, that shows you something for people listening to Rick and I. All bets are off when you have a muddy track, because then the horses run differently. They don't run the same. And if anybody knows about a horse that's good in the mud, they might have put money down on that horse. Who knows? But it was crazy this year how wide open it was in all three races. Not as predicted. That there was no part in that this time around. It was very, very odd. Rick, thanks for the call. You be careful out there.
You take care.
Thanks. He brings up an interesting thing about Wiener. Everybody is waiting for the wife, so he's far from out of the woods. It doesn't matter. He's in treatment, whatever. Trust me, I've heard they've got 24-hour watches because, you know, that's what they'll pay someone. They're out there with the camera, they'll wait, and eventually someone gets the money shot. Somebody gets the shot of the wife coming out of the car. Hang with us, we're talking Bruins next.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, believe it or not, there was an interesting distraction from all the politics that ails us. And we're going to jump to ethanol and oil subsidies and yada yada and all that momentarily. I promise we'll get to that. That's just another thing to pop off about. But you might have squeezed in a little time to watch a series called Game 7 between the Bruins and the Canucks. How about the Bruins eliminating the Canucks? 4-0 in that final game 7. The goaltender, Tim Thomas, just amazing. And because he was so good, he was the MVP of the series. Let's go to Al in Canada. Al, does it sting that the Canucks didn't win this?
No, I love the Bruins. The Bruins are my team.
You love it then.
You know, I've still got my Boston Bruins baseball cap on and my Vancouver Knucklehead t-shirt on. So I'm kind of a split person. But, you know, the last time the Boston Bruins won the Stanley Cup, G. Gordon Liddy was just checking into the Watergate Hotel. That's how, 1972. That's a long time.
Yeah, 39 years.
Right. And also, you know, I just looked up, I got an English, Swedish-English dictionary, and I looked up the word for choke, and the Swedish word for choke is sedin. You know, isn't that absolutely ridiculous how those Sedin, I don't think they got more than 1 or 2 points in the 7 games. I don't think the Olsen twins got more than 2 points in the 7-game series, did they?
I know, crazy.
And that Roberto lets in too many goals. Well, that guy, he gets $10 million. He let in 10 goals, so he got $1 million for each goal in one game or two games. He let in over 10 goals, so that's $1 million bucks a goal. It's absolutely ridiculous. And also, could I make a comment about Libya?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, if I were a police officer walking down the street and I saw John Dillinger and Al Capone hanging a licking on each other, I wouldn't get involved. I'd say let them go to it. I don't trust these so-called freedom fighters that are fighting against more and more Goofy and Daffy or Muammar Gaddafi. You know, I don't trust either of them. Do you?
No, because you don't know what their makeup is. Who would emerge as a leader from that group? You could have the Muslim Brotherhood on the extreme side. You don't know.
Well, why on earth is the president spending billions of dollars and our prime minister that we don't have? We don't. We're in debt too. The Canadian, you guys are $14 trillion in debt. We're about the Canadian government is about $700 billion in debt. So I mean, we're about less than 1/15 of, you know, we're not $14 trillion. We're $700 billion, but we're still in debt. And I don't know what we're doing and getting involved. You know, if you see Billy the Kid and Jesse James fighting, just let them go at it.
I agree, but here's what happened. It blew up and the UN said, oh, this is atrocity, human atrocity. They have the UN resolution. Next thing you know, NATO's involved. And America or the president came out with a statement and felt like he couldn't stay by the sidelines and then just offered the missiles and some air support, and that was it. And they're trying to play it off like it was no big deal.
And also, Kay, just one other quick thing. Have you been watching the rioting in Vancouver?
Yes. What is going on with that? What is wrong with the people? What are they doing, Al?
Well, you know, British Columbia, you've been to Vancouver, right?
Yes. Yes.
In British Columbia, the number one cash crop is marijuana. Marijuana is the biggest cash crop in British Columbia. And marijuana is supposed to mellow you out, right? I don't even smoke tobacco, let alone marijuana. But when you smoke, when a person smokes, not you, but when a person smokes marijuana, they claim that it mellows them out and makes them really laid back, right?
Yes.
So what's up with this rioting in Vancouver?
I don't know. I think it's terrible. I mean, the people are drunken. They're furious. They're running wild in the streets. It's bad.
I'm not a basketball fan, but the Dallas Mavericks won the NBA, right?
Yes, they won in game six, and the parade is tomorrow. The parade is coming up in the morning.
And the Dallas Mavericks, who did they beat?
Heat.
The Miami Heat. Okay, mm-hmm. Now was there a riot? Did they set Miami on fire when
no.
when the Miami Heat lost?
No.
Was there any rioting at all in Miami?
No, no, no.
Oh, just a bunch of rowdiness.
Rowdiness, but not really big. No.
In Miami, they didn't set a bunch of cars on fire.
No.
And well, there goes that myth. I get into a big argument with all these pinkos and liberals up here in Canada, and a lot of them are American expatriates. We've got a hell of a lot of Americans living up here.
You do.
That are all a bunch of socialists and liberals. They come up here because, you know, they think Canada is some kind of socialist utopia and that we're all peaceful. And so Miami loses, no rioting. Up in this peaceful utopia where we're all peaceful and Americans are evil and warmongers and us Canadians are all pacifists. Miami, they're setting Vancouver on fire. And Miami, so there goes another left-wing myth. I'll let you go, Kate.
All right, thanks, Al. Good conversation. You know, Al mentioned a lot of things there in what he was talking about, including the chaos of Vancouver after that loss. Terrible that people are so out of control that they are throwing beer bottles and they're drunk. A lot of them are drunk. That's what it is. Garbage cans on fire, all that sort of stuff. And it's too bad because it's unnecessary. I mean, if you're grieving over the loss, a stupid thing to do. And it's not just a tiny group. It's a pretty big group. And, you know, even an hour after the game, you had people throwing garbage and bottles at cops who had to put up the riot shields. What a terrible thing. What an awful thing. In fact, somebody said to me, somebody tweeted this to me, that it was similar to what they saw back in the mid-90s following the Canucks Game 7 loss to the Rangers. So it was like a repeated pattern, only perhaps just a little bit bigger than that one was. Well, it could cause a riot, at least among people in the oil business. When you look at ethanol subsidies, it is a model that is broken. Republicans voted to end ethanol subsidies in oil subsidies is going to be the next target for Democrats in the Senate. Here's what Senator Chuck Schumer, Democrat, of course, longtime Democrat from New York, had to say about the issue of oil and subsidies.
With oil hovering around $100 a barrel, the most natural candidate is the taxpayer subsidies for oil companies. These wasteful giveaways should be the next thing on the chopping block. If you think ethanol subsidies are a waste, there's no way you can justify handouts for oil companies who have seen record profits.
I agree with that. I mean, that makes a lot of sense, which I rarely agree with Schumer, but what he's saying there is, how can you do one and not do the other? So if you're going to do the oil subsidies, then that totally is kosher. That works completely with ethanol. Look, the bottom line is, if we have to nickel and dime everything to death to get the money back that we need, then that's what we're going to do. It's so bad in New Jersey. People on fixed income, seniors, they don't have a lot of money, and they're paying taxes. You know, they've got state income tax, and they have federal income tax. So they used to get a break in New Jersey where they would get $250 back. Not anymore. You know, it's really the seniors are getting squeezed. No cost of living for 2 years. Rates going up. They're having to pay more for their supplemental insurance. I think it's scary. It's a scary time to be an older person in this country, unless you're well taken care of. If you're from a wealthy family, no sweat. You'll get the best treatment money can buy. You'll have plenty of money. You're not going to worry about whether or not you can pay the bills, whether or not what the electricity is going to be, and what if it goes sky high, and whatever. Because there's certain things that just aren't fixed in life, and somebody who retires can't control that. All right, speaking of control, when you say the word control, the biggest organization I think of, the acronym, the biggest organization I think that wants control is OPEC, because they have all the marbles in the middle of the table and they know it. So OPEC is going to haul in $1 trillion as oil prices increase. And even though there's this double dip recession, doesn't matter. $1 trillion in revenues. That's an incredibly big number. Try to wrap your brain around $1 trillion. And the current price of oil in a barrel in New York Mercantile Exchange, of course, keeps fluctuating, and that's what it makes it. It's a moving target. That's what makes it tough to keep up with what it is on that particular day. I can tell you this, oil prices fell $3 in London to $117.30, $5 in New York to $94.84 on worries about the faltering global economy. And that falsehood where you think more people are employed than are, and part of the reason is because they're underemployed. There's a stat they need to keep, underemployed. How are people that are underemployed going to pay mortgages and all the other bills combined that they have to deal with? And the answer is they're not. They're going to struggle. They're going to try to figure a way to beg, borrow, and steal the money, or they will flat out be out in a matter of months. So there's all kinds of shell games going on. That's one of them. All right, coming up, we have another version of We Can Count.
To save, then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Hindi, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60-cap summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
It's a big deal, and it tops, we can count, a grand jury came back with an indictment for a TV pitch person accused of running a nationwide scheme to sell worthless internet-based businesses to 200,000 people. Check this out. Federal prosecutors say Donna LaPree is charged with 41 counts of, among other things, conspiracy, mail fraud's a big one, wire fraud, promotional money laundering. He's accused of overseeing and promoting the opportunity through his company called The Greatest Vitamin in the World. During the scheme, while it was going on, the government says there were at least 220 victims who were defrauded of nearly $52 million. Oh, I can remember seeing those commercials. How many of you saw those commercials? Remember he was on TV and he talked about how rough his life was and he turned it around and he calls himself the king of the infomercials. I'd say the king of the infomercials screwed up and he is going down. Looks like they have the goods on. I mean, you never know until they get into a courtroom, but duh, losing. This is a scary story when it comes to snakes. I'm not a big fan. In Idaho, a place called Rexburg, there were snakes behind the walls at night, and they released some weird scent into the drinking water. The people who bought the house, the Sessions, after buying their house, realized that the house was infested with thousands of garter snakes. So for the next 3 months, their growing family lived in what seemed like a movie. A year after they abandoned the property, the house briefly went back on the market, and they fear it could someday maybe attract an unsuspecting buyer. Wow, snakes in the wall. That would be it for me. That would not be good. Not good at all if there's snakes in the wall. That's just a little too over the top for me. How are you enjoying living in a place where that's the case? Yeah, that'd be tough to hear. Even that noise would scare me to death. And I'd probably ask 100 times, what kind of snakes are they again? Are they poisonous? How do they get out? Where can they get out? Blah, blah, blah. But it wasn't cheap. It's not cheap, I guarantee, to exterminate them, which is probably part of the problem. This is a very sad, sad tale. How many people remember when ferrets were all the rage? Do you still have your ferret? Do you even know what I'm talking about when it comes to a ferret? Well, there's a Missouri couple charged on Wednesday with endangering the welfare of a child after a pet ferret. I can't believe people even keep them as pets, but okay. Allegedly chewed off most of their 4-year-old son's fingers while he was left home alone. So both parents were charged and have entered a plea. And they have not yet entered a plea. They will enter a plea. The public information person says that that hasn't happened at this point, but that it would happen probably the next day. Ooh. The couple says what happened was they woke up and they found the boy screaming and blood was everywhere. And so the father threw the ferret against the dishwasher, killing it. When the infant was taken to the hospital, they had 7 fingers that had to be amputated because they had been chewed down to the knuckles. Wow. Oh, that'd be so scary. They're probably beating themselves up about what happened there. Not thinking that anything was wrong, but down to the knuckle, an infant, that's terrible. I mean, no word on whether they gave the ferret away, but I cannot imagine after how traumatic that was that they didn't give up the ferret. Mm. All right, this is a big story, and it just broke. This is what we love about America Tonight, because we are live, brother. So Al-Qaeda's deputy leader, al-Zawahiri, is now the man supposedly in charge. He vowed earlier in the month to go ahead with al-Qaeda's campaigns against the United States and the allies in what would be his first response to bin Laden's death in a U.S. commando raid in Pakistan in February. Ooh. So al-Zawahiri, his name has come up a lot. Now he just takes complete control of whatever it is that's happening and whatever the plans were to be executed. Remember, they found a whole bunch of stuff in Osama bin Laden's lair, and they were trying to figure out, well, would they have executed even without him? How far along are they? And it's a good thing that they were able to get him, because apparently they were not that organized, or so it seems. It scares me to death when I hear these headlines. Citi says 360,000 customers hacked in May as part of the cyber attack. The CIA was hacked into. What building is safe from being hacked into? Citigroup said a cyber attack in May affected 360,000 of the customers, and almost twice the initial number that the banks figured had been suggested. But that was a killing that will never come to pass, though, however, because you can bet they're going after those hackers with everything and then some. Citigroup said they reissued cards to 217,000 people along with a notification letter, but that's pretty scary, isn't it? Ooh. And every week, maybe not every day, but every week, another domino falls. And this is just the latest in a scream of laughable things. I mean, just ridiculous. Ridiculous. We can't say this enough. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords has been discharged from the hospital. She considers herself not a hero, just somebody reacting in a certain situation. So she's away from the Houston hospital, where she has been since she was shot in the head. Had a fever. Or so it seems, it's like that, right? But now Giffords, by the way, will as she is discharged, she's going to live, actually, in Houston with her astronaut husband, Mark Kelly. What's amazing to me about this family is the resolve of this family and the Kellys, Mark and Mike, both commanders of space shuttles. How is that? Think of your siblings. And, I mean, I'm just saying, usually how it is if you have a lot of siblings in the family, or even if you just have one and two, you know, a brother or a sister or whatever, what are the odds that you would have two astronauts so uber successful in one family and then one married to this congresswoman who is obviously has had great medical care but is an incredible fighter to get to this point of where she is now from where she was in January, shot in the head at point-blank range, in the head, and going through all those hoops that you go through. I mean, the highs and lows, fevers, you know, chills, just getting voice back again. Anything that you can imagine. I mean, you are starting from different levels, but you are starting from a very low, low place. So I think that, I mean, that's probably the biggest news period that we've heard in a very biggest happy news, I'm going to say, that we've heard in a very, very long time. An ugly, horrible national tragedy turned right around pretty, pretty quickly. This may affect some of you listening to me, and it affected one of my friends. Hundreds of Florida homeowners are suffering from that tainted Chinese drywall. They're going to share the $55 million in a deal that also accuses a global drywall maker of lying about the product's safety. So they're going to get $55 million. The deal covers between 500 and 800 homes, which were supplied with drywall by a company called Banner. Of course, the settlement still has to be approved by a federal judge in New Orleans, but I can't imagine it won't be. This was a huge scandal. So many people's houses came apart with that drywall. So it's nice to see finally there's a positive return in that one. And that caps off another edition of We Can Count.